All right, boss, new Bronco this year. What's been your impression so far as you get these off-season workouts?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's been tough up in this altitude, but, I mean, you know, I'm enjoying the work, enjoying to get back to work, and, you know, getting to know my teammates and everything. It's been pretty easy, you know, having Champion and Dre, so, and some good guys in that locker room, so pretty excited.
And this isn't taking anything away from the Lions, but have you noticed a culture difference already just between the two organizations?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't really want to go into too much detail because that's behind me, but it's definitely an atmosphere that I want to be a part of, though.
Your brother last week, or one of the first days of offseason workouts, came down here and told us that, you know, boss wasn't used the right way in Detroit, and I'm going to make sure that he's used the right way. What did he mean by that?
Well, I mean, I wasn't, you know, my last couple of years that, you know, I was on the sidelines on third down, and I'm sure we ranked somewhere at the bottom of the list on third down, so, I mean, you know, and then, I mean, that's what I do. I love the pass coverage, you know, love to rush the pass, so they let me rush a little bit here and there. But, I mean, I feel like here they know all my talents and they're going to use them.
Well, you talk about loving to rush the passer. You had a career high in sacks last season. This team at times struggled to get pressure on the quarterback. Are you looking to maybe bring that to the table this year?
Absolutely. I want to be that all-around backer, you know, the one that they can call on the blitz, call on to cover the best tight end, the best running back. I just want to be that all-around guy, and I feel like that's, you know, that's what I'm working hard for. That's what I've been working hard for, and I finally got that chance to do it.
Now, everyone knows the storylines with Champ, but you put that aside. How excited are you to come here and play with guys like John Lynch and former teammate and Dre Bly and some of the guys that are on DJ Williams? You know, how does that make you feel towards the season here?
Oh, I'm excited, man, to get to play with these guys, some great athletes here. And I like the staff, too, good coaching staff and everything. And plus, it's a winning culture around here. You know, they got Super Bowls under their belt here. I've never been a part of that. You know, a team that had, you know, that swagger because they don't want some Super Bowls. So it's exciting to be a part of that.
Well, I asked Marlon McCree just the same question. He was just in here, and I said, you know, you guys lost your hand with the Broncos pretty well in Detroit. With the knowing the defensive personnel that's on this team, did you ever just scratch your head and say, why is this defense struggling last year the way it was?
I mean, being a football guy, you can look at film and tell while it's struggling. I mean, everybody got to do their job, and when the defense breaks down, it means a few people ain't doing their job, and that's the same thing that happened with us at the end of the season with the Lions. So you're going to get that, and so hopefully, I mean, we'll get that thing started off and get it rolling, and everybody will know their role, and we'll get this thing rolling.
Being on the defensive side of the ball last year and playing the Broncos, what did you see from guys like Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall that you said, wow, you know, these guys are going to be good players in this league?
Oh, competitive, you know. I mean, Jay is, you know, when I played against Jay his freshman year. It was his freshman year in college. And he came out and they gave us a run for our money in the first half. And he's just so competitive, you know. And then with Brandon Marshall, I mean, once we get him back, the sky's the limit for that kid, you know. He's a beast, man.
Now, you missed the 2004 season with a knee injury, but you've, you know, had your best year since. Has that knee ever been a problem since?
Nope, never been a problem, man. I thank God every day for that, you know, because, I mean, I've had people, you know, say all kind of different things and give me their different views on what my future would be like, you know, and everything like that. And now I'm going on 6 years and, you know, 2 years strong without missing any time on my knee.
Going back to the Broncos defense a little bit, they got a lot of young guys on the defensive line, you know, Tim Crowder, Jarvis Moss, Elvis Dumervil. How important is it for their development next year for this defense to go forward?
I mean, I feel like if you got more than a year under your belt, then you're ready. So, them guys are ready. I mean, they're ready. I'm sure they'll come in here and tell you the same thing. And that's good. We got good young talent, fresh legs out there. And getting Jarvis back off an injury, and we're going to be good.
Now, even though this team has struggled the last 2 years, you know, it's like you talked about, there's a lot of tradition here, especially with Coach Shanahan and what this team's done in the past. Was that a factor in you signing here, aside from playing with Champ?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was in, a losing organization for the last 5 years, and I'm just excited to be a part of some winners, and they know what it takes to win, and it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but, I mean, we're going to work hard at it and give it our best shot.